This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. I think we're getting a CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens duo celebration that Foots the King posted about 15 minutes ago. Let me retweet that at G-Bag Nation, where I'm retweeting quite a bit of the highlights from practice. Broaddus is heading for the tennis courts. He's going to check in with us surely. Is it's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Got Wanya Thomas with the PBU. Kyir Elam had a PBU at every OTA practice. He just had a pick.
Sure
okay.
did.
Okay. So let's talk about it here. That's the G-Bag Nation, our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. I think this is an injury report brought to you by Greystone Roofing. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. And George Pickens took a hit on a catch. I don't know if he secured the catch, but he did stay down. And they thought, man, maybe he got his bell rung or something. Maybe got lit up, wind knocked out of him. Nope, had a calf cramp. So he was down with a calf cramp, and I guess 'tis the season, for that kind of stuff. Usually that's a dehydration heat deal, though. Hopefully that doesn't linger anything. There was the Kyir Elam pick, but then no Deron Bland at practice. I saw that report from Calvin Watkins, so we'll get the latest here from Broaddus here in just a second. Are you out there, Brian? Do I hear tennis court activity?
I am here.
Right on. How'd it go?
I tell you what, I got a little echo in my ears right now.
Okay. We'll get that
so,
fixed.
So let's see if we can get that fixed. This will be a long day if this is going to be like this.
Okay. Well, let us know when it is fixed. Obviously the Kyir Elam interception of Dak Prescott. Dak picked yesterday. There was that piece we were just talking about in the opening hour in the Athletic New York Times today about, Shoddy taking over his OC last year in one of his first practices with Dak. Dak threw a pick. Yeah. Shoddy benches him. And Dak was ticked off, bleeping pissed, I think is how he put it. And it sort of was the beginning of the relationship. And I just love to hear that because I think, Dak could benefit from, that reminder. And that was something that Jason Garrett was very good at controlling early in his career. But two out of the last 3 years, it has become a bit of an issue. Brian, you back with us now?
I believe so. Yes. Thank you very much for everybody involved to get me back on the air. I really do appreciate that. Yeah. Interesting practice today from a lot of different from angles. Thought it was a good day defensively. Offense really emphasized quick passing game today. So a lot of the stuff off the read action, the read option, and then throwing the ball into the flat, whether it was to CD or whether it was to Pickens or to Turpin. So a lot more of the quick passing game. Joe Milton seems to be the one that wants to throw the ball down the field a little bit more when given the opportunity. But I thought a good day overall for the defense.
More run than pass again, or more?
No,
passing?
The running that the offense tried today wasn't nearly as successful as it was yesterday. They didn't have the space, and they didn't get the movement that they had. Matt Eberflus was moving his fronts, and I mean moving his fronts. He was trying to slant into some things and trying to get his guys on the move. He probably figures if he's going to play a little small up front, and there was a time on second down where they had Toa and then also the Mozzie Smith in the game together. So they had two big guys inside. Well, Mozzie being supposedly a big guy, he's not like with Toya, but yeah, that's what they were kind of working on there on second down, and but just not the seams that they had running the football. I know yesterday I talked to you guys about, okay, there was some really good push on the front side, and then the ball cuts to the backside, and then, you know, you're able to kind of have some running lanes there, but it just didn't materialize today. Much better job by the linebackers and the defensive linemen not to get gashed on some of those runs.
Yeah, I saw Felice was working with the linebackers hands-on.
He was coaching the linebackers today.
And how pumped were you? Clayton Adams was over there working with the linemen.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was up in the stands today, and so it was a good view. I was, I was on the defensive side of the field, and you know the offense works in that far corner over there, especially with the offensive linemen. So, yeah, I just these coaches that they've got some coaches that don't have quite the NFL experience. And listen, if they're going to start implementing offense and scheme and all that, give me the guys that the architects. Give me the Clayton Adams. Give me the Matt Eberflus. Give me those guys hands-on coaching these guys up.
Really nice of the Cowboys to put those bleachers out there for the media this year, Brian.
Well, I tell you what, I went up in the stands. I was a common man today. I was a common man sitting up in the stands, and it was I had my bottle of water and then my notebook and all that. So it was nice to be a part of that, because you could see, you know, they switch fields from one field to the other, and I was over on the big bleacher side field today is where they got the most of the work. Was really worried about the Pickens thing. I mean, it was actually a really nice play on a route to the outside that Booth was in coverage on. And he was able to make the play. And then when Pickens didn't get up, you know, everybody on the sidelines for defense is celebrating. But Pickens is laying on the ground. And then you kind of see the defensive players all waving the trainers over. And you're like, oh, please don't let this be like something with a knee or ankle or things like that. But then he eventually got up and then made his way to the other side of the field. So it was good to see that from the offensive standpoint.
But you're hearing just a cramp, not a pull.
Yeah, I was like I say, he walked off. I'll get the injury report after practice here when they get inside and be able to circle back and kind of find out what in fact he. I was thinking, he wasn't limping or anything like that. So that to me was very encouraging.
Brian, we saw the offensive linemen working on Twitter, as Wolchuk pointed out. They were working in twos, getting up and running out to the right. Then I don't know if this was correlated, but in team it got started, and they're running out. They had this little tunnel screen to CeeDee Lamb, and he fought his way through the traffic. That was just awesome.
Yeah, that's what they were working on today. A lot of the quick game where you get the shotgun snap, and then you ride.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
that fake, and you try and draw everybody to one side, and then as they're drawing people, then you throw the screen back the other way, and it was effective a couple of different times where they threw it. You know, Lamb was really good at it, Pickens was good at it, and then of course with Turpin, they get the ball to him pretty quick. So that was a pretty successful little wrinkle they had involved today.
Are you seeing Clayton Adams with the offensive line the way that you were hoping?
Like I said, Eric, I was in the stands, so defense was to my field today, and they were over on the far field, way over on the other side. Now, he's behind when they're doing the team stuff and things like that. You could see all the coaches are all together, but as far as individual, they don't let us walk back there anymore. We used to be able to, like, walk on that ramp,
yeah.
And they said now it's a fire hazard, so I'm like, okay. Fire hazard. I need to just go back there and watch and see. But when they're on the field tomorrow, I don't know if we have practice tomorrow. I think we might have an off day tomorrow. But I need to get over on the other side and then watch him a little bit and see how they've got that thing split up. Because I was with the defensive guys. I was with Flews and them today.
So what did you see this little practice skirmish that happened, and then Shoddy goes ahead and gets the entire team?
He was MFing them. Yeah, he was MFing them basically. It was along the sidelines there. They had a little bit of a problem there with Tyler Neville. He seems to be a guy that kind of makes everybody mad,
and
he's blocking probably past the whistle, and all of a sudden now he's over into the defensive bench. And now there's pushing and shoving going on. And then Shoddy's like, you know, he calls everybody together and it's quiet. And you hear a couple of F-bombs and something about if we fight it, you know, if there's a swing again, we're going to do. And, you know, you really didn't get – I'm sure the media will get to the bottom exactly. But I heard the two F-bombs that he dropped for sure.
The highlight of the presser was Shoddy, maybe when he was talking about he doesn't like to be static, it makes it too easy on the defense. Was there a good conversation about that?
Yeah, I mean, it actually happened today, too. I mean, there was the movement that they were trying to do. They're playing a lot of 3-by-1. And, I mean, you know, when you put three receivers to one side and then a receiver to the other side, the motion today, yesterday they were getting in 12 personnel and then switching where they would take the tight ends and bring them over. They would exchange them from one side to the other, and then they would create that kind of that advantage. Today was a little bit more about with Hunter Lipke playing as the fullback. They also had Princeton Fant as a fullback guy. So they were trying to do a little bit more some what they call offset eye, where they have a single back and then the back, like a fullback, to the right or to the left. And that's with a little bit more of a formation. When they were going single back, what they were doing was they were taking the say it's Williams, the running back, they were motioning him out and then motioning back in. So they're maybe seeing, okay, we're giving a read here. Is this man coverage? That to me that motion doesn't really affect. That's more of a motion of saying, give my quarterback a read if they're playing man or zone.
Well, Brian, we're coming up on Krusty's Corner. I'm sure you have a notebook full of stuff we have questions for. Is there anything specific you'd like to tease?
No, let's just get into Krusty's Corner. I got a lot of things to talk about here. And again, I always take your questions, so appreciate that very much.
Shoot, yeah, let's rock. We're back with Broadus and Krusty's Corner here. Day two of camp. Practice is in the books, and we got more takeaways for you next on The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. We have Brian Broadus on the tennis courts down there in Oxnard, California, set to deliver Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Without further ado, on the tennis courts, here's the man himself, the former Cowboy Scout, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. And thank you very much again to Reliant. I know, hey, I just want to tell the folks at Reliant, I got your hat on right now. I know nice. I'm having a little struggle with our Zoom stuff. I'm working with that. We'll hopefully get that squared away here in a little bit. But anyway, yeah, good practice today for the defense. I'm kind of keeping an eye out, guys, to my right. We got another podium guy today. I just don't know who it is, but we'll get that up. Maybe, you know, like Pickens sure took his time yesterday, so hopefully I can get through with Krusty's Corner before we do that. I mentioned it was, I thought, a pretty good day for your defensive players as well. I do want to put out there that a little bit that I mentioned Donovan Ezeraku, the very talented defensive end, the rusher. He had a nice pressure sack on our guy Booker today. I was kind of playing. I'm like, okay, let me watch Booker play a little bit here. But they ran a twist stun, and he came around, and Booker was slow to adjust to him. So, you know, that was one of the times I'm like, oh, okay, well, a little bit of quickness. So, you know, with Ezeraku, he's one of those guys, as we've talked about, that has that ability to kind of be able to adjust in mid-rush, and he was able to do that. Booker was thinking that, okay, I'm going to stay on the guy coming down inside. And then what happened was Ezeraku came around, and then Booker was too late. Kind of a rookie deal where all of a sudden, you know, he didn't see the twist all that well. And so that's why you had the problem there with the sack. I mean, Dak threw the ball. Ezeraku stayed off Dak. Dak threw the ball down there. Crowd's cheering this big play. But honestly, it was about an 8-yard sack is what it was. But that was Booker against Ezeraku on that particular play.
So we did find out at the break, Deron Bland had a baby. And that's why he was not practicing today. So congrats to Deron Bland.
There
and
you
mama.
Go. Yeah, there you go.
And now with Easy, can you judge how he's going to handle an NFL run game and the linemen? He was so good at it in college. Is that going to translate easily?
Man, I'll tell you what, though. Today, they did a much better job of playing with outside arm free. They didn't get hooked like they did yesterday. And, you know, that was probably a little bit had to do with there were some times where I know yesterday Fowler went on an inside run for a tackle for loss. And then our guy... our other defensive end, Sam Williams did the same thing. So Flews was playing with a little bit of that, and we'd call it that slant front, where you sit there and you're saying, okay, we're gonna slant the front one way and then run the linebackers the other to kind of fill the gaps and walk a safety down to maybe do that. And so that's kind of how they were playing. They just looked a little bit more solid playing the run today. There weren't those, like I mentioned, there weren't those big gaps. But Ezeraku, he's one of those guys that just wants to get up the field quick, but he's got enough power to be able to hold up if he has to come back and retrace his steps. He's not a guy that's going to get washed up the field and then you lose him. He's going to fight up field, and then he has the ability to come back. So I think that as long as he has that ability to continue to move the way he is, I think that's where he goes. Hey, Christy, who's going to be on the podium today? CeeDee Lamb's on the podium today, guys.
Nice.
So okay, so we'll as soon as that gets going, I'll sure let you know. I know Lucius is will be able to, and it looks like CeeDee's walking right by me right now. So we can, I don't know if you want to go to that or just keep going with Crush's
Corner.
Yeah,
we can. You know, let us know when he's about to start talking. Looks like LA's giving us a thumbs up.
Okay, well, cool. LA's always ready. So yeah, he's walking right now with Tad, and they're kind of talking. Good for CeeDee being on time. yesterday, George Pickens was, I went and had lunch and then came back and was visiting. So yeah, CeeDee's just a little bit, he is right of our broadcast position. But yeah, good day by him with the screen stuff and some of the downfield stuff that he was able to do. Like I say, Joe Milton is a little bit more willing to throw the ball down the field right now. Dak's kind of looking, trying to read a little bit and pick some things up. So as I'm speaking, CeeDee Lamb walking to the podium. He is now in front of the podium, and we are getting ready to go. Let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.